It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
Prosecutors say a homeless man has been charged with burglary for allegedly breaking into the home of LL Cool J. Jonathan Kirby faces a maximum of 38 years to life in prison if convicted. Los Angeles County prosecutors are asking bail to be set at $1.1 million for the 56-year-old who has been convicted of at least two serious crimes. A member of the New York State Senate is calling on Lil Wayne to issue an apology to everyone in New York after he trashed the city on MTV News. Wayne was asked about a concert in New York City and responded by saying flat out, "I don't like New York." Now Senator Malcolm Smith said he's insulting people like Jay-Z and Frank Sinatra and says we're not going to let anyone come here and make a living off of New Yorkers and tourists here and then basically say, "I don't like New York." Jay-Z and his 40/40 Club are suing chef Michael Shad for $1.5 million for not improving the menu on the club's reopening. The suit claims Shad failed to perform on significant aspects of the agreement, which ended up costing the club loss of profits, loss of goodwill, and alienation of clientele. The suit also claims he stole secret recipes from the club. Rapper Ice-T has been hit with legal action amid allegations he stole the idea for his documentary series about gangs. The 5-episode series was broadcast in 2010, but now Roy Colbert, a gang mediator, has come forward claiming that he was the one who came up with the idea for the reality TV project. He's suing Ice-T and executives at A&E Network for breaching an implied contract and is demanding an undisclosed amount. Kanye West was victorious in court over a lawsuit over his hit single Stronger. Producer Vincent Peters sued West in 2010, claiming the song was actually his. A court of appeals has dismissed the suit on the grounds that both songs were derived from a 19th century philosopher. The judge also ruled there wasn't enough similarities between the two songs. Rodney King was under the influence of cocaine, PCP, marijuana, and alcohol at the time of his death. According to the death report released yesterday, the cause of death is listed as accidental drowning, but the drugs were contributing factors. Rapper Bow Wow's Twitter account has been hacked by an aspiring rapper with several demands, including an order that Bow Wow's followers download his own music. The hacker took control of Bow Wow's account and bombarded his 2.3 million followers with a dozen messages. At one point, he even demanded $10 million to stop the hacking.